Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Previously on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Old corpses.
Old corpses, indeed, yeah.
But I guess the fighting continued from upstairs to here.
It's no good.
You feel a chill run down your spine as if something cold had rushed along it. Then you leave.
Same thing. Got the willies.
Oh no.
This feels very unlike Yeola. Yeola isn't like a callous person, but Yeola has never really cared about funeral rites.
Yes, perhaps that was the vibe. You need to give these poor folk a decent burial, say a few prayers.
All they know is that they have existed here since before they can remember. Since before, for them, time began. His last words still magically echoing through time. A seal upon this place. And in doing so, they break a seal that has existed here for so very long. Stirring, it realizes that its cage has been unlocked. And it has not fed for so very long. And Chantel gets to the top. All right, you're all out.
Right here.
Okay, what's around us? Let's quick vibe check of the
dense
area.
Dense forest. As you're making your way down the mountain, you... who's up the back?
Probably...
It might be me because I'm taller and it feels like a nice way to bookend.
Yeah.
Well, you okay. Then that way I can see everyone like a mama duck.
You hear... Boom, 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 something big and heavy crashing through the trees behind you.
Oh, no. Get up the trees.
Hide? What? Hide?
Hide. Something's coming. I'm going to go up a tree, but I don't know what you want to do.
We try and hide, Adam. Try and hide.
So you're going to try and hide.
Global
tries to hide.
I suggest that everyone sort of splits off left and right. So
Chantel's also going to try and hide. Does so poorly. Yeola dives into a bush and is gone.
Did I do good, Adam, or did I do bad?
You're not sure.
My proficiency bonus in that?
You do as well as you can, and it feels like you do decently, but a hiding place is only... you don't know how good a hiding place is until someone's looking for
That's fair. Double of one is only two.
Love is blind, climbs a nearby tree.
Oh, that's clever.
What are you doing?
Climbing a tree.
You do a pretty good job of climbing a tree.
Yes,
you
get safe.
Just above your own head height when a bear explodes out of some trees, quite clearly terrified. It bumps into Chantel and swipes at her in panic.
Aww, that's Let's go poor, to initiative. That poor bear. No, let the bear run. The bear's just scared.
The bear is panicking and is attacking. There's nothing you can do except...
Spank bear on bum. Spank. Send him on his way.
Yeah.
Spank him on his bear bum.
How bears can climb trees, can't they?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe if I stay hidden. How many of us have ranged weapons that we can sort of... Because Global? If we pop out and whatever's chasing the bear pops out...
Who would you like to act with, Global?
I'll go with Chantel.
Who would you like to act with, Big T?
I'm going
to
go Yeola.
Enjoy playing a cleric.
Loser.
I won't. No, I will.
All right. Global, it's your turn first.
Is the bear looking like it's going to throw down?
Yeah, the bear's throwing down.
Like if Chantel was like moves out the way to like go bear.
She could make a handle animal check to just get the bear to pass her by.
You should just tell the bear to
speak
go.
Speak with animals.
Okay.
And then an animal handling check. And then to chat with the animal to be like, what is going on? Good friend.
All right. You cast speak with animals. And then you try to have it. So you got one sentence. What would you like to say?
We're not your enemy. We're running from it too.
Say hide with us.
Yes.
All right. And you want Chantel to do what?
Help me in terms of animal handling.
Okay. Well, Chantel makes an animal handling check. You hear the bear screaming, "It's coming! It's coming!" And then it swipes at Chantel.
Oh, no.
It's just acting, you could tell, it's just acting in blind panic.
That's fair.
It's, imagine a bear got, imagine you come around a corner and bump into a bear and startle it and it swipes at you.
Everything it's makes sense.
Fight and flight for this fucker. The bear slashes at Chantel, hitting her. And Chantel takes...
Too many.
14, 19 points of damage.
Oh no.
And then it is Big T, your turn, with Yaola.
Yaola's hidden, aren't they?
Yes.
I would like to cast Thaumaturgy to sort of make some flames where behind where the bear was running to try and scare the bear in the direction it was going.
I'll make that a advantage on the next handle animal check that you make to get the bear to move along.
Mm-hmm.
That was Yeola's turn. Big T, would you like to do anything?
No.
Everybody just be calm.
If we expose ourselves and the bear doesn't go away sooner, we need the drop on whatever's coming, you know?
Yeah.
Love is Blind. Love is Blind casts Thunderclap up in the tree. It doesn't actually hurt anyone. It explodes part of the tree, but it makes a booming loud sound. And I'll say plus one to the handle animal check as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tell the animal where we're at. Oh, no.
So, Glubble and Chantel. The bear is not getting up to Love is Blind.
Well, first off, Chantel is going to do a bit of a second wind.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get some health back.
Chantel recovers 7 hit points.
And then he's going to dodge or whatever it might be.
An action would be to use handle animal.
Oh, right. But
would you like to dodge or handle animal?
Well, get her, Chantel, to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, as Glubble, is going to say, run and handle animal for the bear.
Okay.
Run away, go.
The bear, okay.
We'll be behind you, don't worry.
Run. What?
We're also running.
The bear sprints off. It's gone.
Let's run. Whatever the sail scared that, it's scaring me.
Good job. Well, you keep going and you march or half run, maybe, yes, until the end of day. I'll let you make double time, but for one level of exhaustion.
Probably worth it,
yes. We'll run every 4 hours. Stop to make me wet. Then we'll keep going.
Yeah, you make a good time. You're a decent distance away from the mountain.
Okay.
So surely there's enough food between there and here for it to be okay for us now.
Whatever that was.
It didn't look like it was eating.
Yes, I don't think it was hungry per se.
Then why was it?
I'm guessing perhaps it was its lair, wherever it lived, was there.
You just want people out of your house. No, I understand that.
Yes. Yes. Seriousness is, I guess, be wary.
There are so many monsters there. The giant bird. The dragons that the bird ate.
Yes, there's quite a lot of problems going on in this section of the world. Yeah, I guess this is why we're here. You know, we're trying to make it a little bit of a better place.
Okay.
That's what the Grey Hill Free Company stands for. You know, trying to make this place a little bit better for everybody else, you know?
Stronger together, yes.
Yes, adventures together strong.
You're going to bed down for the night?
Yes, I think probably we should find somewhere to have a bit of a bed down to for rest.
Sounds good.
Get our bearings, you were going?
Oh, too soon.
Can I get both of you to roll the encounter dice?
7.
Juan.
All right. Uneventful night.
Excellent.
Thank God.
Yaola has started to, before you go to sleep, she has started to construct with rocks a little fire pit sort of thing, which she then lights a fire in and says a prayer over before she goes to sleep.
Yes. Okay. Join in on that prayer, perhaps, if she'll let us.
Sure.
Is that polite?
It's fine, yeah. Yaola doesn't mind. Yaola already is kind of like an interloper here, worshipping a dwarven god.
Before we have that, going to be a long rest again, maybe we'd have another chat with animals to see lay of the land, have a chat with them to see if they've been seeing anything, any kobolds, any dangers going on. Maybe you'll talk to a bird or a squirrel.
No, you glean no useful information off these animals.
Okay.
That's fair. Well, let's get our bearings and let's head towards this cult place. We're on the lookout for those, I guess, slavers if they come our way, but who knows what's going on right here.
There's so many things happening.
For the next day, can I get you to roll the encounter dice twice?
5. 12.
Cool. No, that's fine. So at some point you get back onto the road and you're heading along the road towards that chapel where the cultists live. Along that trip, you see that there are, up ahead of you, there are a series of wagons that have quite obviously come to a stop, and it looks like trouble ahead.
Yeah.
You're some distance away from it. How would you like to react?
So, look, that looks like a wagon overturned, yes? So I would probably say it's a trap. It's definitely look.
It could be a lot of things. It could be the kobolds in this area.
Yes.
Could be them again. It could be these cultists that we're heading towards. Or it could even be, heaven forbid, it could even be these slavers as well.
Yes.
Whatever it is, these people need our help.
That's fair. How about this? Have we also heard, if we're seeing them, are they seeing us?
There's no one there.
Okay. What about this?
Or none that you can see.
Yes,
this seems suspicious.
This does seem quite suspicious. What about if I turn into, say, some kind of... Look, I'll turn into a little monkey. I'll go in the treetops. I'll swing by and have a look. And then I'll come back and see what's going on.
The tree coverage here is probably not thick enough for
that. A deer, perhaps. Let's all pretend like we're going off into the woods here. I'll turn into a deer. I'll come back. Look like I'm being chased by you guys. And then if we don't spring a trap, then we can all investigate. What does that sound? I'm just a little bit on the cautious.
That
right
sounds
now.
Good. I mean, if someone got into trouble here and now they're gone, it means that if we go over there, we're stealing their things.
Yes.
But if they needed help, they'd still be here. So
yes. So I'll
I don't feel good about this, but go for it.
Yeah, I don't feel good either. So, but I'm very wary of perhaps. Look, one thing is someone needs our help. That's one thing. But there are many things that want to kill us.
So many.
So many.
Okay. Well, let's go back into the forest then.
Yes. Look, I see a deer, I say, and then run off.
Oh, that will be lunch.
Yeah. Good pantomime.
All right. A lot of you run off into the nearest, thickest part of the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And you transform into a deer.
Yes.
And then you sprint towards where the wagons are.
Yes.
And everyone else follows you. You get there, obviously, way ahead of everyone else.
Oh, we don't follow him. We stay in the forest, yeah? We're waiting. He's reporting back.
Yes.
Okay, so no one's following.
No.
Okay, so you just, as a deer, run towards, bound towards the
Make
wagons.
It look like he's been chased out of the forest.
Yes.
Okay. So you bound up towards these wagons. There are maybe 5 of them. Several of them are overturned. So of the 5, maybe only 2 were actually standing. The front one, which is maybe one of the standing ones, has been turned off and has been kind of forced into a ditch. And one of the other ones is just standing, but you can see obvious signs of fighting and struggling.
Mm-hmm.
There are no people here, no horses, no merchants of anything of any sort like that. You could tell that these people were obviously trying to make a shortcut here. It looks like they were trying to get further into Kandor, into a different part of Kandor, and hoping to avoid probably the king's road, which means the king's taxes. So moral of this story is pay your taxes or you'll be fucking killed.
Okay.
Enslaved. You're not sure.
Right.
You're not 100% sure. You're still not 100% sure who did this. There, like I said, are obvious signs of a struggle, and you can see very obvious drag marks going off into the forest. There's no blood here whatsoever. There are maybe some broken weapons and stuff like that. There are several sets of really big drag marks, and you can tell that the horses were dragged away as well, not led. Dragged away.
Okay. As in like picked up and dragged or just being like led by their...
No, dragged. Like they're on the ground, drag.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
You look around and you can see there is like a... Don't make jokes. No jokes.
All right.
There is a sticky white substance all over the place.
Okay.
It's... You touch it and it like... Bleh, bleh. It's like gooey and sticky.
Is it like webs?
Yes.
Are we looking at webs, Adam?
We're looking at giant spiders, Adam?
Yeah, you're looking at giant spiders.
I look around, a very scared deer.
Your slavers appear to be giant spiders.
Yeah.
Well, you are looking a little too much like a horse, so maybe come back.
Yes, I prance back.
All right.
I turn back. Good news, bad news. Good news is that I think I've uncovered who the slavers are. The bad news is spiders. Is big spiders, giant spiders. You know, giant like spiders, but big, bigger than big. Think of a big spider, now big it.
Oh,
I do not know what a spider is.
You don't. It's like an eight-legged bug, there with big pointy teeth that likes to eat you and in encases you in a web.
You know, we do not have those in the deserts of my homeland.
Right. So think scorpion.
Yeah. Scorpions we have.
Yes.
Okay. No tail, more legs.
Yes. No tail,
the
more
tail
legs.
Is the most delicious part.
Yes. No part of a spider is.
No, unfortunately, the pasty bits gone away on the spider.
I maybe do a very crude drawing on the dirt. That's a spider. But big.
It looks like the sun.
Yeah, yeah. Quite similar, yes.
Does look a lot like the sun. Are you sure it's not the sun?
Look at the sun. Ow.
Look at the suns.
Suns. No, no, no. Definitely not the sun. It usually has two bodies, as in like two circles. See, two circles and then this, and then I draw like a web. It's not
great. Like the suns. Two circles.
The suns.
Yeah, like the suns
joined
touching.
In together.
Yes. But like a big dog.
A double eclipse.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, you think this is big spiders?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Why is this whole forest so eaty?
This forest is very eaty, yes. So I guess we could deal with the spiders if we wanted to.
Why?
And that was part of the contract. To deal with the bandits. But they're not bandits, they're just spiders. Probably easier to, maybe easier. What do I know about spiders?
What do you know about spiders?
Great question.
Great question. Incredible, can I say.
Can we, if they eat horses?
Yeah.
Can we just kill a deer and fill it full of poison so the spiders eat the deer and kill themselves?
Do you think you have enough poison?
Yes.
I would usually get the poison from a spider, you're right.
Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, Jackson Interrupting here, just to say that if you like this podcast you're currently listening to, you'll probably like our video game review podcast, Thumb Cramps, where me and the two Joels review whatever video games we've been playing that week. Also, sometimes we don't even review video games, instead we review sausages or being sick. It's good, trust me. Just search for Thumb Cramps wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it depends on the type of spider, to be honest. There's a lot of spider types.
Well,
so a regular giant spider is already about the size of a horse, significantly more dangerous, though. Yes. You know that they can stick you in place with a web to restrain you, and then typically from there they will, you know, inject you with a poison or acid that will dissolve you, and then they like to drink you up.
Yes.
Though some eat differently. Some prefer live prey, some prefer dead. Some will just eat a corpse. Yeah. Others only want to have live and struggling.
I explained this to Love is Blind, but use the reference point as a horse. Mm. Yes.
There are other types of spiders, though. There's spiders infused with like fiendish resistance, so demonic spiders.
So you can have kind of hell spiders, I suppose, but I don't know if they were quite well. I've very rarely come across an intelligent spider, but I don't know if they exist. Do they exist?
Intelligent spiders? You would imagine they are possible, but you don't know if they exist.
I've never heard of a talking spider. But look, I gesture the wonderful wide world. Yes.
It's potentially possible that it's a swarm of spiders as well.
It could just be a swarm of spiders. Less the size of a horse and more the size of, say, small dogs that just kind of descend upon.
No, spiders, like regular, maybe tarantula size.
Yeah, right. So less the size of...
But a
lot of them. So it could be little tiny spiders all working together in unison, which I don't like, to be honest.
It happens.
But they're spiders, they get together kind of like, you know, like a rat king. You know, they sort of coalesce somewhat together and act as like a hive mind.
You've also heard of a terrifying creature called a phase spider.
There's something called a phase spider, which...
Phase spiders are similar to regular spiders, but like they can teleport. They are not of this plane. They are actually from another plane of existence, but often phase into here.
Yeah, think like, so say for example, you're sitting in your lounge room having a wonderful, say, a cup of tea.
And then a spider just happens to appear for a brief moment, rears up, and then goes away again. That's a fae spider, and is terrifying.
A fae spider would possibly be the worst case scenario.
That's the worst case scenario.
Oh, but then they're not here as much.
That's true. They always
probably evens out. It's worse, but yes. Less.
Yes. So, well,
I still think we should go, but no, we need to kill them.
Yeah, so let's let's all investigate the overturned wagons, because if they're taking just, I guess, the people, they've probably left some of the goods.
Potentially, yes.
Ah, yes, the people we're trying to help.
Yes. Well,
it looks like this happened a while ago. You don't think they're still alive. Well, actually, you might, if you were really quick, depending on how far away the spider's lair is, you might be able to save these people.
Yeah, right. Well, we could look at the tracks. It seems to be kind of recent. So depending on the spider and depending on how quick we are, depending on how far away it is, we could perhaps save these fine folk.
Oh, we probably should, shouldn't we?
Yeah, of course we should.
Oh.
So, let's see what's here, and then we'll go on in a spider hunting expedition.
Okay, let's go.
Sorry, are you searching the wagons and whatnot?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't we need to save time?
Oh, right. How much is time of the essence?
Could be very important. You're not sure.
Yeah, right. Well, let's just head off then. We know where this the wagon is, and we know generally the direction we're going with, so let's go with that then.
If we live, we can come back.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, we'll look at the spider tracks, I guess, and see which way they go.
It would look like little dots everywhere.
Are you in charge following the spider tracks?
Have I proven to be like the best outdoorsman?
You are among some of the outdoorsmen.
Yes.
Can't we tell from the tracks whether or not it's big one spider or many little?
Yes.
Well, no, because you actually do a very poor job of following the tracks. You have trouble acquiring the trail.
Would a tripling of that profession bonus help?
You rolled very poorly, but we'll see.
That's not promising.
No. Remember, 3 times 1 is only 3.
All right, yeah, you can't tell if it's... So you're following by the dragging, not by actual footfalls. Mm-hmm. So you actually can't tell if it's one big or many little.
I don't know. I'm really just following the horse, really, at this point.
Yeah, just following the horse.
I wish I could say any better, but honestly, I'm really just focusing on that horse.
All right.
Well, that's the biggest track. I understand. Yeah. I'm good at tracking.
You follow the trail for about an hour, mm-hmm. and then you hear some like rustling bushes in front of you. Everyone draws weapons and prepares to fight, but then riding on the back of a gazelle, lowered down, obviously, they were moving at great speed. Riding on the back of a gazelle is a elf, a strange-looking elf. Their hair is autumn leaves. Like, literally, their hair is... Imagine a dense bush of autumn leaves cascading out behind his head. His face or his skin looks literally like bark. Like, actually, his skin looks like bark. It's knobbly in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Then how do we know it's an elf?
He has the exact same body shape of an elf. He's not shaped like a tree or anything. He's shaped exactly like an elf.
That tree is riding a gazelle.
Pointy ears and all.
In Elvish, I will say hello.
In Elvish, they respond, "It is bad omen that we meet like this."
Like what?
"Over death takes like this. Ill omen to meet in such terrible conditions."
Yes, I agree. But nice to meet you.
You are a druid, yes?
Yes. My name is Glubble. I am from the Greyhill Free Company.
I am Gridov Farash.
Nice to meet you, Gridov Farash.
What circle are you from?
I am from the Swamp Circle.
Swamp Circle. I do not know this one, but I know of it.
Yes.
I am of Circle of Stars.
Oh, right. Stars, eh?
You've heard of the Circle of Stars. You've maybe known a few of them.
Oh, yes. I know. Do you happen to know a... what was their name again? I think it was... It started with like a T? Like a Tina or a
We have
trine.
No time for pleasantries.
Right. Yes, oh, so sorry. Yes, we're following a giant spider.
You are hunting spiders.
Yes, you are, yes.
Many of them giant, led by an evil intelligence.
Intelligent spiders do exist, I say. In common. Do you speak common?
I do not, no. Yeah. I speak Elven, the ancient languages, and the languages of the forest.
Ah, right, I speak the language of water. Yes, I don't know if anyone else here can speak Elvish.
Well, Chantal, as an elf, also speaks Elven.
If you look towards me, I say, what?
Yes, never mind. I thought Chantal was human, anyway.
Oh, Chantal is human, fuck. But speaks Elvish, I forget why.
That's nice.
Yeah, Elvish is probably the most common one in your party, in that two of you speak.
Yes, so you're also hunting the spiders?
I am the warden of this forest.
Oh, that's very nice. He's the warden of the forest. That's impressive.
Oh, the animals here consider me their protector.
Oh, that's very nice. Speaking of, we'll walk and talk.
All right.
I fill them in on the dwarven whatever that was.
I am aware of this. The word travels from vine to tree to bush to me.
Do you know what it was?
No, I do not. Yeah. The dwarven fortress stronghold is here long before my tenure.
Yes, fine.
It is so ancient that even the land itself has forgotten it.
Oh, it's very, very interesting. And a bird killed a lot of dragons. Have you heard of this thing?
I know of it, but it lies without my realm. Yes, further on.
Ah, right. I think the kobolds, if they survive, were worshipping it.
There are maybe fae closer to there, but... understand it better.
Yeah.
I know only of the kobolds. I kill them when I can, but sometimes it is hard. They maybe worship this bird, but they have no communications with it.
Oh, that makes sense. The kobolds, yes. They always think the biggest thing.
I have seen it. It is truly incredibly large.
You've
seen
it?
A bird of great size, yes.
Yes, we only found its lair.
It looks like a sparrow.
Sparrow.
Yes, but very big.
Sparrow, you say?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting. I imagine it's a bit more like, you think of a giant bird, you think like an eagle or a vulture. But a sparrow.
Yes. See, I did it hops.
Yes.
Stomp, stomp, stomp. Oh, yes, it moves with hops.
Huh. Well, that's something to write back to.
It luckily has largely ignored my realm. But, luckily, if it were to swoop and attack, I do not think there is much I could do. I do not know what fell magic has created, if any magic whatsoever was in its creation. Maybe this is a creature that I have just never heard of.
Look, it ripped apart a dragon, and that much.
I am aware of this, yes, from the kobolds.
Yes. Oh, so they were worshipping of course.
They worshipped the dragons, and when the dragon was killed, they were forced from their home and have chosen to worship this bird, thinking perhaps they can appease it. I doubt they can.
Ah, yes. You have a smooth brain of a kobold. Yeah.
But yes, this dwarven fortress, I fear whatever dwells within it, yes, must now be free. I felt a disturbance upon the land itself.
Yes, we came across a very terrified bear. Don't worry, we sent him on his way.
Yes, Peter. He is easily spooked.
Ah, he is. Yes, he seemed very afraid.
I appreciate that you did not kill him, though you had all rights to say so.
That is, he was just a scared little bear. It's nothing. We look. Like take only photograph, leave only footprints, but that hasn't been invented yet. Take only memories?
Take only sketches.
Take only sketches, leave only footprints, you know?
Yes. I wish to inform you that you are adventurers, obviously, here to claim a bounty of some sort.
Well, yes, the intel we had was it was some kind of bandit slaver that was taking, but we saw an overturned wagon train.
Spiders,
yes.
Many, several small spiders, swarms of them. Some larger spiders, all led by an intelligent phase spider.
It is a phase spider.
Yes, yeah. I'm afraid this is the worst of all scenarios.
Yes, I was afraid.
They have taken part of the forest as their own. It is now a no-go zone for me and my animals.
Yeah, right. Are we, are you here to try to rid the forest of the Fae Spider?
I can take you to the boundaries, but I do not know if I can help you.
I mean...
There are many problems that I must deal with within my boundaries.
Look, any help is would be much appreciated, and of course, from one druid to the next, I understand it. Your realm takes quite a large area to look after, and this is only one small part. But if you can lend a hand of any kind, much appreciated. What that form will be, again, I don't really mind. But even just guiding us there, much appreciated.
The further we go, the worse our situation will become, or the more dangerous things will become.
Yes, yes.
You and your friends should be on the alert. We could be attacked at any moment.
Oh, right. I tell the rest of the party. Yeah, we're going towards spider territory. It's the bad one. It's the phase one. The one that...
Oh.
Yeah, and also its little ones as well. Look, it's no good.
How is it the combination of all of the bad ones?
Yes.
How is it big and little and the fat? Oh.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, can you tell the nice elf? I'm not sad at him. I'm sad at the news.
Yes, well, is there a big tear here? This is a tree stump. She's not happy with the news. Yes. I don't think anyone is, to be perfectly honest.
I give the elf a little thumbs up, but I still look upset.
yes. Well, I'm sorry. This is bad news upon you.
Yeah, look. Needs must, and needs must. So,
if you are able to solve this problem for me, though, I will give you a gift or a wish if it is within my power.
Oh, we much appreciate that. That was super helpful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Such a casual dropping of "I'll give you a wish."
Yes, I think maybe like a boon of some kind.
Yeah, you don't think it's actually like the wish spell.
Well, why would he say it?
Yeah.
It has many meanings. Anyway, I think it would be wise if we were to bed down now before we go deeper in, so that you may be rested and prepared for the next day's arduous travels.
Oh, yes, of course. You happen to know any
that
waters?
That will, if those people are alive, this is killing them, definitely.
Oh, look, we're pretty well rested, as it were, and I was hoping we could try and find the people that this horse that we're following, the riders of that horse. I was hoping to perhaps, if we could, rescue them.
If you want to, I can guide you further, but I will not come with you in your current state. I am slightly weakened from my own battles, he says. And he shows you, sure enough, you can see that he's been wounded in a fight.
Yeah. Do you need any healing magic?
I feel this would take more than healing magic. I am fighting off a disease of sorts.
Yeah, right. Well,
it is not trouble. It will pass, but I feel like I must need time to meditate upon this.
That's fair. Look, I think time is of the essence here. Perhaps if you'd like to come join us, lead us where we need to go, and then if you want to join us later down,
of course. That's it. All right. Well, you are taken further and further into the forest until it's almost like literally a line where suddenly the trees become heavily cobwebbed and the ground here is cracked and blackened. This is the boundary of where my warden now ends. You may continue onwards, and good luck to you.
And to you.
But I cannot help you any further.
Thank you so much for your guidance.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I guess I'll send word if we succeed.
Before you leave, let me give you something. At least what magic I have left for this day before the stars return and my power is renewed.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All of you have the gift of heroism.
Ew. What does that do?
Yes. So,
thank you.
Like, we'll write
what
it
does
down.
It do?
Love it. Would love to know more.
As a free action, so it must be on your turn. But it doesn't cost you anything to do. You can imbue yourself with the power of heroism. So until the spell ends, which a minute, you are immune to being frightened, and you gain temporary hit points equal to, you gain, let's say, 5 temporary hit points at the start of each of your turns.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
This is all I can give you. No more, unfortunately.
That is okay. Well,
good luck to you.
Yes, you too. Well,
I wave.
Head into the webs.
He bows to you. Despite his odd appearance, there is like an odd charm to him.
I bow back.
He and the gazelle he is riding bow.
Oh my god, we bow. Oh, so deep.
Will we ever see Grey Dove Farrarash and his gazelle ever again? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. Adam here, resident dungeon master to the stars. Did you know that myself and Jackson host a show here on Sanspants Radio where we create and show off homebrew content that we ourselves have created? It's called House Rules, and if you've ever struggled for making your own content, then it may just be perfect for you. Some episodes will come in with stories, classes, and abilities that we've already made and tell you about them so you can see where we've succeeded and failed. And sometimes we'll even make the content on air so you can follow along at home and make your own, or even improve upon ours. Head on down to sanspantsradio.com and sign up for a king-level subscription today to start listening.